USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. They visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being, in some ways, responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In Canada, Royal Canadian Mounted Police assisted Commissioner Jean McClatchy in recovering the bodies of two murder suspects that were linked to three deaths in remote British Columbia.
It's a very dense place. It's a difficult place to find anybody. Very tough terrain, lots of land as well. It's a huge area.
The bodies were found about 5 miles from the burned vehicle that belonged to the two suspects. With concern over the U.S.-China trade war, investors have been pulling money out of stocks and buying up bonds and gold as safe havens. But now that also has problems. The 10-year Treasury yield took a nosedive, sinking below 1.63%. The benchmark rate has been cut in half since last fall. Bond markets overseas have also taken similar hits. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 22 points, the S&P up 2, and the NASDAQ up 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
The Trump administration says North Korea is not showing aggression when it fired off its latest short-range missiles. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un supervised a live-fire demonstration of a newly developed short-range ballistic missile. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaks about the effort to denuclearize North Korea.
We are hopeful that in the coming weeks we'll get back to the negotiating table to achieve that. We watch the actions that they're taking, the actions that are taking place inside of North Korea, and we are mindful that when we came in, there was nuclear testing taking place. That has not occurred. There aren't long-range missiles being fired. Those are both good things. Now the task is for us to deliver on what the two leaders agreed to back in June of last year.
One-fifth of millennials say they don't have any actual friends. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The recently released YouGov survey finds 22% of millennials polled say they have no actual friends, and 30% say they always or often feel lonely. In comparison, only 20% of Gen Xers and just 15% of baby boomers say they're always or often lonely. Researchers blame millennials' heavy social media use for their lack of real connections when they're not online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.